Conservative MP, has apologised for comments he made in a blog post in 2012 in which he suggested that benefit claimants should have vasectomies. Ben Bradley, made Tory vice chairman for youth in last week's reshuffle, he hit out at what he called a vast sea of unemployed wasters. The 28-year-old had been writing in support of the benefits cap and also said, "Sorry, but how many children you have is a choice. If you can't afford them, stop having them. Vasectomies are free." Labour have attacked his comments, saying they are repulsive. Apologising, he said he had matured since writing the now-deleted remarks. Columnist for Conservative Woman Caroline Farrow is on the line. Also, we have Carmel Gates from the trade union NIPSA. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Do you think, Caroline, is any of this criticism being aimed at Ben? Is it fair?
Some of it's not fair, no. I mean, excuse me, I wouldn't agree with all of his remarks, but actually, let's be clear, he was backing a very widely supported policy, which was the benefits cap, and he's been reported as saying that people ought to be sterilised or people should be sterilised or give them vasectomies. Actually, what he said was quite true. You know, how many children you have is a choice, and if you can't afford children, stop having them. Vasectomies are free. Now, this is actually factually correct. Where I think I would disagree with him is that I don't believe that children are a luxury good. You know, children are necessary and vital for the health of our society. And, you know, actually, we need to really radically rethink how we can encourage families and support them and help them. So he wasn't, you know, everybody is piling in on him and saying this is absolutely terrible what he said. But actually, I think when you look at the meat and the gist of what he said, a lot of people would agree. He wasn't saying you should have vasectomies. He was saying, well, look, you know, don't have children you can't afford. And there is something in that. You know, I mean, I'm a Catholic journalist, and therefore I wouldn't be advocating sort of sterilising anybody, particularly not poor people. But what I would say is that all of us, you know, we do have a duty. We realise that with children come rights and responsibilities. And if you are, you know, on the breadline and you cannot afford to have any more children, then actually you might be wise to think about, you know, avoiding having any more until you get yourself into a more stronger financial position. It isn't responsible to, as some people do, not everybody, but some people do think, well, okay, I will have X amount of children, and do you know what? I'm not going to work, and you know that they
okay.
Support it with benefits.
Let's bring in Carmel Gates at this point. So, don't have kids if you can't afford them. You've heard what Caroline says. There is something in that, although she is not suggesting that you should be forcefully sterilised, regardless of what your income is. But what do you think, Carmel? If you can't afford children, then it's your responsibility not to have them.
Well, I'm absolutely shocked, firstly, by the attitude that Caroline has taken to this. I'm not shocked, to be honest, with the attitude that the Ben Bradley has taken to it, because he's a typical Tory, and he typifies the attitudes that the Tories have to the poor. Now, he might have said this in an unguarded moment when he wasn't elevated to a lofty position by Theresa May. And just like Toby Young, he's now saying, oh, I used inappropriate language. But what it does is goes to the heart of their attitude to people. I'm getting some feedback, Benny, by the way, so it's a bit difficult because I'm hearing my own voice.
I'll tell you what, we'll go back to Caroline and Carmel. We'll try and sort out your line and see if we can sort that out this morning. 030 30 80 55 55. Maybe you do agree with some of the comments that Ben Bradley did make in 2012. He has apologised now and said basically, I've matured, and he has deleted the post. But do you think the responsibility for anyone in terms of being able to pay for their kids rests with them? Should you simply stop having kids, or is it okay if the benefit system is there and you are allowed to rely on it if you see fit, and if you fit the requirements, then why not? 030 30 80 55 55. Or do you think that maybe vasectomies or getting a vasectomy is something that you should or anyone should consider if they can't afford to have another child? Caroline, we've mentioned already Ben has apologised for this. But he did say that particular line, he hit out at a vast sea of unemployed wasters. Now, that in itself, even with an apology, will be difficult for many to hear, and they will think, look, typical Tory.
Yeah, and, you know, just to go back, I'm not advocating that people ought to have vasectomies, okay? You know, there are other ways of avoiding children, you know. I'm not in favour of, you know, forcibly sterilising anybody. But, yeah, I mean, the problem, I think, using the word wasters, it dehumanises people, you know, and it sort of, we have to be very careful, I think, about dehumanising people. However, I think, you know, there are families, you said, families who have never worked a day in their lives, having four or five kids and the rest of us having one or two means it's not long before we're drowning in a vast sea of unemployed wasters that we pay to keep. Well, that's, you know, that's a difficult thing to have said because it dehumanises people. We know that there's no such thing as 100% effective contraception anyway. And, you know, I think we have to look as children more of an asset to society and try and help people when they're struggling.
Okay.
So the thing is, the benefit system should be a step up. You know, we should use the benefit system as a safety net. So, you know, if you've got four or five children and you're unemployed, you've been made unemployed and you're in a difficult situation, of course society has a duty to step in and help. But actually, I don't think what we should be doing is saying, okay, you know, society has a duty to pay for me to have all these children, and for neither myself nor my partner.
It's difficult, though. There's a very fine line between where that starts and finishes. So, for example, you've made the example yourself. If you've got four kids, you lose your job. Say if you've got one kid and you want to have another one and you lose your job, would you tell that person not to have that child?
Denny, can I maybe come in?
No, I want if Caroline could respond to that, and I'll come back to you then.
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get an understanding. So, in terms of the responsibility, so say for example, if you have one kid or no kids, and you want to have a child, and you lose your job, should you then therefore put having a family on hold?
It depends on the individual situation, but yes, I think if you are in a position where you cannot afford to have children and you need to rely 100%. On state handouts to you know, bring up that child, then you need to think, you know, very, very carefully.
Okay.
Because as well, you know, what example are you setting to the child? You know, I have a right to everything I want, and somebody else must pay. But that said, it all depends on the situation. So I wouldn't want to be telling, you know, generalising over who should and who shouldn't have children.
Carmel, you want to back in there?
Yes, and then my line is sorted out. Maybe I'll get a bit of time because Caroline continued to quote this guy, this Ben Bradley, as if, you know, more words from him might make things better. And in actual fact, I think, like all of your listeners, I'm completely shocked by that I'm hearing this, that I'm hearing anybody espouse this kind of an attitude in 21st century Britain, which is one of the fifth richest countries in the world, telling people that they shouldn't have children. Now, it does typify the attitude of the Tories. And what Ben Bradley has done is actually said that he apologises for the inappropriate language. He hasn't apologised for the sentiments behind his comments, or that it does reflect what the Tories believe and think and how they have demonised the poor in our society. And this is another element of what we have had in the long tirade of demonising the poor. So the suggestion is that anybody who is on benefits is a waster. Now, can I just say, there's a few Carillion workers at the moment who, through no fault of their own, could now potentially be ending up in benefits. Are we saying that these people, these young people who are young Carillion workers, set off in a career, set off to have a family, bought a new home, bought a new car, and are now going to be demonised as wasters?
No, that's not what's being
because
said.
Of the economy. No, these young people may be first generation unemployed, but what we're demonising them? It's working class people in parts of England who, through no fault of their own, were shipbuilding, steel, coal, other industries.
Okay.
No, look, Caroline, you've had a long...
I know, and so have you as well, Carmel. So we'll finish your point and I'll bring Caroline back in.
So my point is that through no fault of their own, working class people who have been led waste by an economy that serves the rich and demonises the poor are now going to be told that they have to that they shouldn't have children.
Okay.
I think it is absolutely it is so shocking, Vinny. It is hard to know.
Well, let's let Caroline respond to that.
Okay. Well, first of all, I was very clear that you know, I do not agree with this language of wasters at all. That you do not dehumanise people. I also conceded, you know, there are people who are on benefits you know, because they've lost their job or something unforeseen has happened. But actually, where you've got, say, for example, a single woman with no partner and no job, and she's saying, well, do you know what, you know, I want to go and have children and the government should subsidise me. Absolutely not. That's not the case. You know, having children is not something, a right that we should expect the government to subsidise. And I think...
No, it's a societal right, Caroline. It's a societal right. What we have is a... listen to me. One of the difficulties we have is a society that penalises the poor and allows the rich to live the life they live and do whatever they want. They exploit... They're free to have children. They're free to get rich. They're free to buy their yachts. They're free to have their private jets. And the rest of us are not allowed to live.
Carmel, can I ask you a question?
You have a family and you can't... How on earth can that be in a decent society? In the fifth richest economy in the world, are we saying to people, you are not allowed to live a normal life? You're not allowed to have children?
Okay, Carmel, let me ask you a question here. Do you believe that people should be allowed and have the right to have kids whether or not they can afford to pay for them themselves?
What I believe is the society we live in is wrong-headed. We live in a society where the poor, through no fault of their own, are held without jobs, without benefits, without proper pay.
Yes, but that's not answering the question, Carmel.
Not decent pay rates. Well, listen, Vinny, can I ask you, you're a health service worker on the programme or speaking to Stephen not very long ago, a family who were led into absolute poverty, who lost their house, who have three children, they're health service workers, and because of what the banks did in relation to the mortgage, and because they are not on a decent wage, they cannot afford to live. They're being supplemented by the state, as many workers are, through working tax credits. Are you telling me those people do not deserve to have children?
Carmel, because I'm telling you nothing. I've asked you a question and you refuse to answer it, so I'll ask you again. Do you believe people should be allowed and have the right to have kids, whether or not they can afford to pay for them or not?
Born into this society deserves the same rights to life, to the same type of living standard, to the same family life, to all of the things that society should be providing to everybody, irrespective of their income.
Okay.
I think it's disgraceful that anybody would suggest that some people, because of an economy that serves the rich and demonises the poor, that people should be paying.
Okay, let's bring some calls in at this point. Kevin and Ballinahinch. Kevin, go ahead.
Hi, Vinny. Basically, a couple of points. One is, this guy, who's now 20 or 29 from the Conservative Party, who actually started at 21.
Yes, Ben Bradley.
I don't believe for 1 minute that this man is suddenly, the light bulbs went on and he suddenly realised, oh, I shouldn't have been saying that. I'm more mature now than whatever before.
So what do you think's happened?
He should go.
What I mean is, what do you think has happened from 2012 when he was a backbencher to now that he's been promoted in 2018 he's distancing himself from them comments?
Well, it's absolutely nothing, because it's the Prime Minister who actually promoted him, just like she did that other guy who actually had to go then because of his past. These people are just pompous and they've just put people into positions because they think that they can do, and it doesn't matter about their past. The second part of it is, I have four kids. I love my kids. I've never once thought whether before I could have a child, whether I could afford to have one or not. I am a worker, so is my wife. But at the same time, we do struggle like everybody else. But you know what? I would never, ever think that that I would not have given any of them's life because I couldn't afford it.
And I guess I want to make it sound, because obviously you've got four kids and it's not like you're looking at them saying, which one would I give up? But some would say, Kevin, that is it not irresponsible to not consider whether you can afford to have kids before you do have them? I don't mean once you have them or once, you know, your partner is pregnant. I mean before.
But Vinny, there's a bigger picture here. What actually happened in China, where they were actually brought in where you're only allowed to have one child or whatever. Otherwise, you give up an awful lot of your rights. I think we need to have a look at this state and where it's going and what way we are in society. If people want to have a child, let them have a child. I don't think at the end of the month, whenever I get my salary and it's all split up between tax, national insurance and everything else, oh, look at them people who are on the dole. I'm opposite of that. Everybody is entitled to a job.